Good evening and welcome to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for Game 5 of the six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the Quakes walked it off with a double steal in the bottom of the ninth inning. Rawhide trying to bounce back today with Landon Sims on the mound. First pitch slated for 6:30. It is currently 6:27, and the Quakes are taking the field now in their Marvel-themed jerseys. Tell me more about their jerseys. The Rawhide are wearing their Toros ones today. We're going to take a short break for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll give you tonight's starting lineups and be ready for first pitch. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Time for first pitch at Lone Mart Field. It's a little bit of a cloudy day here in Rancho. Quite a bit of clouds in the sky, so much so that there's actually, the lights are already on here in Rancho, but not taking full effect yet. Still a light sky, just fairly cloudy. It is 88 degrees right now. Again, it is Marvel night, superhero night here at Lone Mart Field. So Rancho wearing their Marvel-themed jerseys. With that, they have Tremor, who is their mascot, but they transform Tremor into a superhero, and it's on the front of their jerseys. It's white with blue numbers, but then green all over the place, which is the color that Tremor is. Rawhide are wearing their Toros jerseys, the black jerseys, says Visalia, in red, white, and an aqua blue. The numbers are aqua blue with a red outline, and the Rawhide are wearing their dark gray pants. Almost ready for first pitch on the mound today for the Quakes is Roque Gutierrez, right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. Here's the starting lineup for the Rawhide that he'll be facing. Leading it off is Drew Jones, the designated hitter, followed by the left fielder, Anderson Rojas. Batting third in right field, Christian Robinson, followed by the cleanup batter, the shortstop, Jose Fernandez. Batting fifth for the Rawhide at second is Christopher Torreen, followed by the third baseman, Kevin Sim. At first base is Jackson Feltner. Batting eighth behind the plate, Jeremiah Boyd. And batting ninth for the Rawhide in center field is Alvin Guzman. All right, we are ready for first pitch. Drew Jones batting from the right side against the right-handed pitcher. Gutierrez glove at the belt. And the first pitch. Strike on the outside corner. First pitch is at 6:32. Again, it is 88 degrees here in Rancho. Pitch misses outside. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is David Sabal. And on the bases is Tatum Littleton for the umpiring crew today. Gutierrez delivers. Swing and a miss, strike two. Jones yesterday was the center fielder for the Rawhide. He tripled, singled, and also walked. He ended up being 2 for 4. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch fouls it off, third base side. Catching today for Gutierrez is Thyrone Lorenzo. Third baseman, Jake Geloff. Shortstop, Jordan Thompson. And at second, it's Wilman Diaz, with the first baseman being Joe Vetrano. In the outfield, from left to right, Luis Rodriguez. Kendall George is in center. And right is Josue DePaula. Wind is blowing out towards right field, like always here at Rancho. And the 1-2. Line drive into shallow center field. A leadoff base hit for Drew Jones. Leadoff man is on for the Hide. First hit of the day is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Anderson Rojas, left fielder, now bats from the left side. Infield shading to the right. Some sun peeking out now onto the playing surface. I mentioned that it's cloudy, but sun's starting to peek out now. Pickoff attempt at first. Jones is back safely standing up. He has stolen 5 bases this season. Sun sets behind the third base grandstand, so it'll be the right fielder with the sun in his eyes. Center field will also be dealing with it for a little bit. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 count to Rojas. Runner takes off. The pitch is swung on. A high fly ball into left field. Rodriguez is underneath it. Has it for the first out as Drew Jones retreats back to first base. Christian Robinson, the right fielder, comes to the plate. Gutierrez is 1-4 this season, a 4.70 ERA. Robinson had 2 home runs yesterday for the Rawhide. The pitch is fouled off. He now has 8 this season. Again, 2 yesterday, 3 in this series alone. The pitch is outside. Throw down to first base from the catcher is not in time. Not a bad throw from Lorenzo at all. Jones had a very large secondary lead. Gets back safely. 1-1 count, 1 away. Runner on first. One. Swing and a miss from Robinson. Robinson batting 279 this year. Jones takes off. The pitch is low and outside. The throw to second in time. great throw from Lorenzo to the second baseman Diaz for the second out of the inning. That's the first time this season that Jones is caught stealing. It was a low outside pitch. Tough pitch to throw on for Lorenzo, but a perfect throw to get Jones. And pitch to Robinson is swung on and missed, strike three. So despite the leadoff hit, it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Gutierrez. Scoreless going into the bottom of the first. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Landon Sims on the mound for the Rawhide. Right-handed pitcher is facing the left-handed hitter, Kendall George, to start off the bottom of the first. First pitch, George squares to bunt, gets down the third base side. Kevin Sim picks it up, throws to first, gets a by the first baseman, Feltner. It will be a bunt single for Kendall George. Showing off his speed. We saw it last night. He scored the winning run and a double steal. The throw from Sim, if it was good, it probably would have gotten George. But again, it would have been a fantastic play by Sim. The throw was a little bit towards foul territory. Feltner started to reach to try to grab it, but then had to protect his arm and pulled the glove back. Did not end up catching the ball. The pitch to Josue Dapala is a strike at the knees. Again, George has speed at first. Glove at the belt. Pitch to Dapala. George takes off. Called strike. The throw to second is not in time. Looked like a good throw from Boyd. I think it was in the dirt. Fernandez picked it easily, and still the momentum of the ball hitting the dirt and coming up. Fernandez didn't even move his glove to try to tag George. It was right on the money, but George called safe his third stolen base of the season, and now runner in scoring position for the Quakes. It is an 0-2 count, and the pitch is low, ball one. Dupe after Dapala is Thyrone Lorenzo in the cleanup spot, Jake Geloff, followed by Joe Vetrano, Luis Rodriguez, the designated hitter, Jose Azara, and Wilman Diaz and Jordan Thompson. One ball, two strikes. Dapala batting .280 this season. Infield shading to the right. The pitch is fouled off. Catching for Sims today, Jeremiah Boyd. At third base, Kevin Sim. The shortstop, Jose Fernandez. At second, Christopher Taurin. And at first is Jackson Feltner. In the outfield from left to right is Anderson Rojas, Alvin Guzman, and Christian Robinson. Sunlight gone from the playing surface now. The clouds covering up the sun yet again. The pitch is fouled off into the netting. Infield shifting to the right. Sims kicks. Pitch misses outside, hits off the glove of Boyd. It stays near him as it rolls down the third base side. George stays at second. If that ricocheted to the first base side, I think George would have taken off, but because it started rolling towards third base, it would make the throw shorter for Boyd. That's why George stayed, and it was the correct decision for Kendall George to stay there. Two balls, two strikes, a runner on second. The pitch fouled off out of play. Sims is 0-2 this year with the Rawhide, a 5.54 ERA. We'll do the 2-2 again. Here it is. Low ball three again stays by Boyd. It was low in the dirt. Stayed right near home plate in the dirt area. Sims, 6'2", 227 pounds, right-handed pitcher from Georgia. He turned 22 this year in January. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. Little outside, ball four. Runners on first and second now. Nobody out. And Thyron Lorenzo steps to the plate. Lorenzo batting 273 this season. Sims delivers a breaking ball that swung on and missed for strike one. Sims was drafted last year by the Diamondbacks in the 34th overall pick, drafted out of Mississippi State. He was drafted even after he underwent Tommy John surgery. The pitch is low in the dirt. Nice stop by Boyd. 1-1 count. Sims did not pitch last year because of TJ. Started his professional career in the Complex League, threw in 8 games there in Arizona before joining the Rawhide. This is his 7th start of the season. The 1-1 swung on a deep fly ball towards right field. Robinson is at the wall. He leaps up. It's off the wall, over the wall. Robinson almost robbing Lorenzo of a home run. Instead, it is home run number 24 of the season. Robinson, a tall athletic outfielder, almost able to leap up to grab it. Instead, it hit off of the yellow part of the wall and knocked over the other side. A 3-run blast for Lorenzo, his second one of the series, 24th of the season. It's a 3-0 ball game. The Quakes lead. The pitch is swung on and missed by Jake Geloff. That home run went 388 feet over the right center field wall. It was hit to the right of the video board there. The pitch is a strike to Geloff, 0-2 now. Right-handed hitter batting 216 this season. Three nothing Quakes lead. Lorenzo does lead the Cal League in home runs. And the 0-2 outside. 1-2 count. Nobody on, nobody out. Lorenzo is also fifth in RBI. The pitch to Geloff is swung on and missed for strike three. That's the first out of the inning. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. One down. Nobody on. And Joe Vetrano steps to the plate. So again, Lorenzo not only first in the Cal League with home runs as the pitch is a strike, he also is fifth with an RBI with 67, and he leads the league in slugging percentage at 557. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Sims this year for the Rawhide, six starts, 13 innings. He's still being limited because of his Tommy John surgery that he's recovering from. He has walked 16 in those 13 innings. Excuse me. Struck out 16 in those 13 innings. Walked 6. Pitches fouled off. So again, 13 innings, 16 strikeouts, 6 walks. One down. Nobody on. Joe Vetrano down 0-2 in the count. Pitch from Sims is fouled off. Third base side again. O2 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Sims now over 20 pitches. Remember, in the D-backs org, you're limited to a certain amount of pitches in one inning. So usually right around 35. 0-2, fouled off again. And Vetrano not helping out Sims by fouling off all these pitches. 0-2 count. Sims, in his last appearance, he faced Fresno through 3 1/3 innings, another foul ball. Those 3 1/3 innings were the most in his career thus far. Gave up one hit against the Grizzlies, no runs, walked one, and struck out 4. He threw 61 pitches that day. It's the most he's thrown for the Rawhide. The 0-2 is fouled off. Boyd almost able to hold on to it. It popped out of his glove. This is the second time that Sims is facing the Quakes. He faced them at Valley Strong Ballpark on August 19th. The pitch is popped up into right center field. Jones is going back. It'll stay in the yard. He makes the catch on the warning track for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on for Luis Rodriguez. In those 3 innings against the Quakes, he did walk 1 while striking out 5. Those 5 strikeouts are the most in his career. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball towards right field. Robinson laying out. He can't get to it. It lands fair down the line. Robinson now picking it up, throwing to second, not in time. Rodriguez with a double down the right field line. Robinson laying out, just barely missed it, and then it rolled away from him towards the Rawhide bullpen. By the way, there is someone out there warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Looks to be a right-handed pitcher. And Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will have a conversation with Sims. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Yosmer Alvarez is the one warming in the pen for the Rawhide, right-handed pitcher originally from Venezuela. Sims still under the 30-pitch mark, but this might be the last batter that he's able to face as Jose Azara, the designated hitter, will come to the plate. Sims is listed as the 10th top prospect in the D-back system, according to MLB.com. Here's the pitch. It misses low and outside, ball one. The pitch is swung on and fouled off into the stands behind the plate. One, one. Runner on second. The Quakes lead 3-0 in the bottom of the first. Sims delivers. It's low, ball two. Runner takes off for third. The 2-1 is grounded foul down the third base side. Rodriguez goes back to second. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two, two. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Azara strikes out to end the inning. Second strikeout of the day for Sims, and he gets out of the first inning. Quakes lead 3-0 going into the second. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Jose Fernandez leads it off for the Rawhide. They trail 3-0 in the top of the second. First pitch is high and in for ball one. Roque Gutierrez is back on the mound for the Quakes. He threw a 1-2-3 inning in the first despite giving up a leadoff single. Drew Jones was then caught stealing later on in the inning as the pitch is low, ball two. Gutierrez in his 9th start of the year, his 16th appearance. Right-handed pitcher sets, and the 2-0 is a strike. This is his 3rd start against the Rawhide. No wins or losses over those 2 starts. A 3.24 ERA against the Hide. The pitch is swung on and missed, a breaking ball low in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Prior to today's game, he's thrown 8 1/3 innings against the Hide. Great night here in Lone Mart Field. You can hear in the crowd, Mike, how many fans are here. We'll get the official count later on in the game, but according to their social media, it's supposed to be a sold-out game. No more tickets available. 2-2. Slow ground ball to the second baseman. Diaz has it, keeps his feet moving. The throw to first beats Fernandez by half a step for the first out of the second inning. Now Christopher Torin, the second baseman, he comes to the plate. Torin batting 234 this season. The pitch is swung on, popped up. It'll reach the stands behind the plate. Gutierrez earned his first win as a member of the Quakes last week against the Ports. He threw five scoreless innings, giving up just one hit. That was back on September 2nd. 1-1 count, one down. Pitch to Torin is swung on. A line drive down the right field side, but it is hooking foul and out of reach of the right fielder, DePaula. He almost was able to get there. It landed in the Rawhide bullpen area. So both the bullpens here are in foul territory. The Rawhides down the right field side. The Quakes down the left field side. Because of that, there's an extra, I don't know, maybe 20 feet of foul territory in the bullpen areas. The 1-2 popped up into center field. George takes two steps back, two away. So with that foul, extra foul territory down the lines, for example, that one that is off of the bat at Torin, I thought immediately off the bat, no chance it's in fair territory, and it's more than likely out of play, but it actually landed about 5 feet from the wall from being out of play, so it's a little deceiving that way. Kevin Sim is now batting from the right side. He swings the first pitch, and it's fouled off into the netting. One, just a little low. Sim batting 248 this year as the pitch is low, ball two. 3-0 ball game, the Quakes lead in the bottom of the second. A 3-run lead thanks to Thyron Lorenzo's 24th home run of the year. 2-1 to Sim. Ground ball, a high chopper to the shortstop. Thompson picks it, throws to first. 1-2-3 inning of work again for Gutierrez. Quakes still lead 3-0. Bottom of the second coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Quick pass, put your hands together for your
Quakes lead 3-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Landon Sims back on the mound for the Rawhide. Gave the three runs off of three hits in the inning. There's also a walk. He did strike out two. The pitch to Wilman Diaz misses ball one. Diaz batting from the right side, batting 260 this year. Infield shading just slightly to the left, and the pitch is a check swing. They appeal down to first base, and Tatum Littleton says that he did go around, so a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed again. A high pitch that Diaz can't lay off on. Both of those pitches were high, maybe around the neck collarbone area. Neither one of them he had a full swing on. Each one he would try to check. The first one was a little bit of a better check than this last one. He definitely went around there, but it was not a dedicated swing. The 1-2, this one a dedicated swing, but he misses for strike three. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. Strikeout number three of the day for Sims. Thompson batting from the right side. First pitch is foul tipped off of the bat of Thompson. 0-1 count. The pitch, that one high. He lays off, 1-1 count. Outfield shifting to the left. The center fielder Guzman is just one step to the left of second base. The pitch is popped up into center field. Guzman goes back about three steps. Now comes in one, and he has it for the second out. Two away, nobody on for the top of the order. Kendall George, he bunted for the first hit of the day for the Quakes. A bunt down the third base side. Kevin Sim did a good job of coming in and fielding it, but the throw was a little bit wide into foul territory. Feltner, the first baseman, tried to reach over to make the play, but he had to pull it back before receiving the ball. Otherwise, George would have ran into his arm. First pitch to George, a strike. Two away. Nobody on in the second. Pitch is swung on, ground ball by the diving shortstop Fernandez into left field. An opposite field base hit for George. He's 2-for-2 today. He did steal a base in the last inning. See if he does it again here with two outs and Josue Dabala at the plate. Dabala did walk in his first at-bat against Sims. Yosmer Alvarez was up warming last inning, but he has since sat down. Sims below 45 pitches thrown today. The most he's thrown in an outing is 61. The pitch is fouled off. Sims drafted out of Mississippi State. Opponents are batting 229 against him this year. The pitch, a little outside, one ball, one strike. One, one, runners off, the pitch is high, the throw to second is not in time and dropped by Fernandez. Littleton on the bases said safe before Fernandez even dropped the ball. It was a sweeping tag from Fernandez because of that the ball popped out of his glove. But again, Littleton did indicate safe before he even saw the ball on the ground. Runner in scoring position, 2-1, swung on and missed. That's the second stolen base in as many innings for George. 3-0, Quakes lead in the second. Time is called by DePaula. Pass the home run, pass the 2-2. Low ball three. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on second. Payoff pitch two to Paula. Lined into right field, a base hit. They're sending George. Here's a throw from Robinson. It is cut off. DePaula standing on first with an RBI single as George scores the fourth run of the game for the Quakes. 4-0. Rancho leads in the bottom of the second. Now here's Thyron Lorenzo. He hit the home run. It was his 24th home run of the year. Runner on first, DePaula. Sims delivers a breaking ball that swung on, lined in the shallow center field. Guzman comes in and makes the catch for the final out of the inning, but the Quakes pick up another run, 4-0. Heading into the third, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
First pitch to Jackson Feltner, hard one-hopper to the third baseman, Geloff. He throws to first for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Roque Gutierrez to start off the top of the third inning. 4-0, the Quakes lead. Here's Jeremiah Boyd, the catcher. He's batting from the right side. One down, nobody on. Gutierrez delivers. A strike on the outside corner. The pitch is swung on, a hard ground ball, backhanded by the shortstop Thompson. The throw to first in plenty of time. Two away, two quick groundouts for Gutierrez. Now Alvin Guzman, the center fielder, comes to the plate. Guzman batting 226 this year. Gutierrez originally from Mexico. He sets. The pitch is swung on and missed. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Gutierrez. He was signed by the Dodgers in 2020. Man, the pitch. Guzman tries to check his swing on a low inside pitch. They appeal down to Tatum Littleton. He says he did not go. Gutierrez entering today's game has thrown 44 innings for the Quakes as the pitch is outside. In those 44 innings, he has struck out 50 while walking 16. 2-1 count, two away. Pitch to Guzman is swung on, popped up, straightaway center field. George is going back in front of the warning track. Makes the catch for the final out of the inning. It's another 1-2-3 inning of work for Gutierrez. He's faced the minimum through three as we head into the fourth, and Landon Sims back on the mound. Quakes lead 4-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Jake Geloff, Joe Vetrano, and Luis Rodriguez due up in the bottom of the third inning. Quakes lead 4-0. Geloff struck out in his first at bat against Landon Sims. First pitch is a breaking ball. Someone up warming in the pen again. I believe it is still Yosmer Alvarez. 1-0. Another breaking ball popped up behind the plate. Boyd gives chase. Starting to run out of room, but he makes the catch. In foul territory behind the plate for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on, and Joe Vetrano. Well, bat from the left side. He flied out to center field in his first at bat. Sims has now thrown 50 pitches today. Pitch to Vetrano. Outside, ball one. These four runs given up by Sims are the most in his career. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. He did give up 5 runs against Modesto back in July, but 2 of them were unearned. Here's the 1-1. Grounded to the first baseman. Feltner has it. He'll tag first base himself. 2 down. Two away, and Luis Rodriguez comes to the plate. Rodriguez doubled down the right field line. It's a line drive down the foul line. looked like it was holding up, possibly long enough for Robinson to make the catch. He laid out for it and just missed it as it then rolled into the Rawhide bullpen. First pitch is outside. One count to Rodriguez. And the pitch outside. Wind has died down a bit in Rancho. It's still blowing out to right. The pitch is low. 3-1 count, a hitter's count for Rodriguez. Breaking ball that misses just a little high, really close, but it is high for ball four. Second walk given up by Sims today. Jose Azara comes to the plate, all eyes on D. Garner to see if he's going to come out, and he's at the top step. Here he comes. Ah, so close. Sims one out away from finishing the bottom of the third. It's really tough when that pitch just barely missed. We have the track man here. It did look like the bottom part of the ball was just on the top part of the strike zone. What you'd call a borderline pitch. But that will be the day for Landon Sims. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. It will be Yosmer Alvarez on the mound for the Rawhide. Right-handed pitcher will inherit a runner on first with two away in a 4-0 ball game in the bottom of the third. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Yosmer Alvarez on the mound for the Rawhide inherits the runner on first, Rodriguez. First pitch to Jose Azara is swung on and missed. Strike one. So back-to-back pitchers for the Rawhide. They are coming off of Tommy John surgery. 0-1 count, two down. Alvarez sets. And here's the pitch. Another strike on the outside corner. This one 96 miles an hour. Nice to see Alvarez's velocity still there, even after TJ. He was with the Rawhide last year, got injured early. 0-2, outside ball one. This is actually the third year that Alvarez is with the Rawhide. He came for the final week of the season in 2021. Was not on the opening day roster last year, but joined us less than a month in. Got injured quickly. The pitch is popped up out of play. And then now Alvarez joined us about a week ago now. This will be his final appearance of the 2023 season. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Alvarez, glove at the ear, brings it down to his chest. The pitch is outside. Azara struck out in his first at-bat. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first, Rodriguez, has 11 stolen bases this season. Alvarez throws over to first. He's back safely diving. Low ball three, right near Boyd's feet. He finds it in time to hold Rodriguez at first. If Rodriguez took off, he probably would have been safe, but no need to take a risk when you're up by four in the bottom of the third inning. 4-0, three balls, two strikes, two outs. The runner, Rodriguez, will be off on the pitch. Payoff pitch, it's fouled off on the right side. No more sunlight in the sky. It's now rather dark sky, especially with the clouds. Three, two. Lined foul, left field side. Can't give you the final pitching line for Sims because he is still responsible for Rodriguez on first. But he threw 2 2/3 innings, 5 hits so far, 4 runs. They're all earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Mazzara strikes out to end the inning. The Quakes strand a runner on first, but they still lead by 4. Heading into the fourth, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Korea Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Korea Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to koreahealth.org/SRC. Korea Health, more than medicine, life.
Korea Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Drew Jones at the plate for the Rawhide. Top of the fourth inning, the Hyde trail 4-0. Gutierrez is back on the mound. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Jones is the only Rawhide player to reach base today so far. He singled into center field to lead off the game. Then was caught stealing, so Gutierrez has faced the minimum through three. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Opponents are batting 259 against Gutierrez this season. O2 count. Glove at the belt. Pitch to Jones. Is low. That pitch a little outside. Two balls, two strikes. Gutierrez signed by the Dodgers in 2020. Did not pitch until 21. The pitch is inside, ball three. In 21, he was in the Dominican Summer League before pitching in the Complex League for the final four games of season. Last year, started in the Complex League and then joined the Quakes for the final nine games of season. The pitch to Jones is inside, ball four. Jones draws a leadoff walk to start off the fourth inning. Second time he's reached today. Gutierrez started the year in the Complex League before coming here to Rancho. Runner on first is Jones. He did try to steal a base earlier today. Anderson Rojas is batting from the left side. First pitch to Rojas is fouled off. And it looks like that foul ball actually hit Lorenzo, so the athletic trainer for the Quakes, Ekinori Maeda, out to check on him. Not sure where it hit him exactly, but Maeda's still having a conversation with him. He's just on the ground right behind home plate. Again, I'm not sure what area of the body they're checking on, as Shoemaker now comes out to check on his catcher. The Planning Mill is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm fresh salads, gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. Located here in downtown Visalia. For more information, visit planningmillpizza.com. And I think they might be checking on his right hand. He's now up from the ground. I think they're going to have him throw a few balls to Gutierrez. And it was his left hand that they were actually checking on, because he immediately after catching that ball said he was fine before he even threw the ball back to Gutierrez. Well, it is an 0-1 count to Rojas. The runner on first is Drew Jones. There's nobody out with the Rawhide trailing 4-0. Infield at double play depth. 0-1 is high. Rojas flat out to left field in his first at bat. Outfield shifting to the right against the left-handed hitter. Gutierrez delivers. Jones takes off the pitches. Fouled off into the stands on the first base side. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Rojas. Fouled off into the netting yet again. Rojas, originally from the Dominican Republic, signed as a free agent 2 years ago by the D-backs. Pickoff attempt at first. Jones back safely diving. Rojas, just 19 years old. He turned 19 in March this year. One, two. Deep fly ball right side, but it's hooked foul again. We are now an hour into this ball game. 7:33 local time. First pitch is at 7:32 for this sold-out game at Lone Mart Field. Again, it is superhero night, a Marvel night. A lot of minor league teams do Marvel nights now. The pitch, Jones takes off again. The pitch is swung on. A ground ball through into left field, goes all the way into left center. Jones doesn't stop. He's heading home. Here's a throw to second. Rojas diving in safely, an RBI double for Rojas as Jones gets the rawhide on the board. Let's go through this one again. Because Jones was off on the pitch, the shortstop, Thompson, started cheating and heading towards second. That was exactly where Rojas hit the ball, was where Thompson would have been. Might have been a double play ball if he didn't move. Instead, it went into left center. It didn't roll all the way to the wall, but Jones, with his speed and being off on the pitch, it was basically like there was a runner on second being able to score. First pitch to Robinson is fouled off. In fact, the throw did not even go home. It went to second. Rojas, it looked like the ball beat him there, but Rojas able to get his hand in. Called safe. 4-1 ball game, runner in scoring position, and nobody out. The pitch, fouled off, 0-2. Robinson struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Top of the fourth inning, 4-1 ball game. Gutierrez sets, glove at the chin, brings it to the belt. He's looking at the runner on second, now kicks, and the pitch is outside. 1-2. One, two to Robinson. It's fouled off. He stays alive. Infield shading to the left. Pickoff attempt at second. Rojas back safely. The ball dropped by the second baseman, Diaz. I think Rojas would have been safe either way. One, two to Robinson. Called strike three in the low inside corner. Robinson didn't like it. Checking the track man up here. Looked like it might have been a little inside. But it is called strike three. I'll put it this way. If that ball four was a ball to Rodriguez, that last pitch from Sims that walked him, where it's called a little too high, then that pitch to Robinson should be called a little too inside. That's the exact amount of the ball that was on the edge of the strike zone as it was for Rodriguez. The pitch to Jose Fernandez, the strike on the outside corner. Again, a borderline pitch, but it was the exact same amount on the strike zone slash on the edge of the strike zone as that ball four to Rodriguez. 0-1 count to Fernandez. The pitch is swung on, lines towards the second baseman. He goes back and makes the catch in shallow right field. A line drive off the end of the bat from Fernandez was not hit hard. Fairly easy for Diaz to track it down. Two away, still a runner in scoring position, and Christopher Taurine is at the plate. Taurine flied out to center in his first at-bat. The pitch is a strike at the belt. Taurine batting .234 this season. .01 outside. And the 1-1, grounded foul, third base side. 1-2 count to Taurine. Rojas still the runner on second. Taurine, originally from Venezuela. He's just 18 years old. He turned 18 in May. We have two players on this team who were born in 2005. The other one is Yansel Luis. The 1-2. It's low and out. .22. Cold strike three on the low outside corner. Taurine strikes out looking to end the inning. But the Rawhide do get on the board. It's a 4-1 ball game. We're going into the fourth, bottom of the fourth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Yosmer Alvarez on the mound for the fourth inning. First pitch to Wilman Diaz, misses low and outside. Ball one. Alvarez came in for Landon Sims in the middle of the third inning. He inherited a runner on first with two away and struck out Izarra to end the inning. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the third baseman, but it lands foul. Alvarez in his third appearance with the Rawhide this season. No wins or losses, a 3.38 ERA. 1-1 to Diaz. Swing and a miss. He's thrown just 2 2/3 innings for the Rawhide. Well, now three after striking out Izarra back on the third. So three innings for the Rawhide, striking out five. But walking four, the pitch. Deep fly ball, right center field. Robinson is going back, still going back. It is off the video board. A home run for Diaz. His eighth home run of the season. And the Quakes get that run back. It is now 5-1, back to a four-run lead for the Quakes. First home run given up by Alvarez this season. Just his second earned run given up. So entering today's game, he's given up five hits, three runs, just one of them earned. But now four runs, two earned. Opponents are batting .357 against him this season. Nobody out, nobody on. Jordan Thompson, the number nine batter at the plate. He flied out toward to center field in his first at bat. Pitch is a little outside, ball one. Pitch is low, ball two. Alvarez, glove at the chest. Steps and delivers the 2-0. Ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez has it. Sets his feet. A throw to first in plenty of time for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on is the top of the order. Kendall George steps to the plate. George has singled twice today. One, a bunt single down the third baseline. The other, a single the opposite way into left field. He has stolen two bases and has scored two runs today for the Quakes. Alvarez delivers, and it's a ball inside. Alvarez listed as 6'1", 155 pounds. I promise you, he has put on a lot of weight since then. He is probably more around 210. He might even be taller than 6'1 now. The 1-0. Is a strike at the knees. He was signed by the Diamondbacks back in 2017. So that was 6 years ago, back when he was 16 years old. The 1-1 is inside, ball two, so he's definitely grown into his body since then. That's one of the more entertaining parts about minor league baseball is a lot of these guys don't have their information updated throughout their careers, really, until they make it to the majors. So unless you are drafted out of college, your numbers really aren't correct. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball fared on the first base side. Feltner has it. Underhand tosses to Alvarez at first, just in time to get George for the second out of the inning. So some college guys, it'll be correct. For example, Landon Sims, it had him as 227. 6'2", that's probably correct, maybe give or take 5 pounds max. Alvarez, though, I mean, there's a 50-pound difference for him. He's definitely not 155 pounds. Josue DePaula now bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing. He does go around in a low inside pitch. Some of the guys from the United States who were signed out of high school, theirs will change quite a bit as well. But the ones that are the most drastic are the guys from Latin America. They're usually signed between the ages of 16 and 18. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball that misses. So much so that scouts before the game will call me over and say, are you sure that this is him? Because that's not the correct weight for him or correct height for him. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off out of play, but minor league baseball, major league baseball just does not change their information every year. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. DePaula strikes out two, ends the inning. It's another strikeout. Brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust, we trust. Quakes pick up another run thanks to Diaz's eighth home run of the season. 5-1 ball game. Gutierrez will be back on the mound in the top of the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Kevin Sim, Jackson Feltner, and Jeremiah Boyd due up for the Rawhide. It's a 5-1 ball game in the top of the fifth inning, and it looks like Kendall George is being taken out of the ball game. Number 15, Sam Mongelli, is heading out towards center field. Has a quick conversation with Kendall George, who's coming towards the dugout. So usually when that kind of thing happens, it's fairly immediate when the players take the field, but for whatever reason, this happened after Gutierrez finished up his warm-up pitches. So Kendall George out of the ballgame. Sam Mongelli is in center field. I think that's the only change that we have here defensively. First pitch to Kevin Sim fouled off. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know if George is a little injured, if John Shoemaker, the manager for the Quakes, didn't like something that George did. But he's no longer in the ballgame. Pitch to Sim is low and outside. 1-1 count. They appeal down to first, and Tatum Littleton says he did not go. One-one. Swung on and missed strike two. What? Simmons' first at bat grounds it out to short. 5-1 ball game, Quakes lead in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch is fouled off. This is game 131 out of 132. The Rawhide season, first pitch is tomorrow at 2 o'clock, our final night game of the season. For the Quakes, they have a few more games after this, at least two. They have made the playoffs, and they will face Inland Empire starting off on Tuesday. They will first be at Inland. They'll travel to Inland. The 1-2 is swung on and fouled off. I say traveled very lightly. It's a commuter trip for them, maybe about 30 minutes to Samuel Stadium. They'll play one game there on Tuesday, an off day on Wednesday, and then Thursday and the if-necessary game on Friday will be here at Lone Mart Field. The 1-2, well-hit ball towards left center field. Center fielder Mongelli, he's going back. He's ready to play it off the wall, but it's over the wall. Kevin Sim, home run number 3 of the season for the third baseman. 5-2 ball game. The Quakes lead now. .105 off the bat, traveled 423 feet over the left center field wall. It was just to the left of the batter's eye. First pitch to Feltner is a strike. 401 to straightaway center field. Feltner grounds it out to third in his first at bat. 0-1. Breaking ball that misses out. Feltner has been hitting the ball really hard, and I'm talking 100 miles plus off the bat, but a lot of his outs have been on the ground. Yesterday he did have 2 hits. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball right center field. It'll stay in the yard. Mongelli still carrying though, and he makes the catch in front of the warning track. Much more difficult play than he thought. It kept slicing towards the right, and Mongelli was playing to the left of second base. He had to travel quite far for that one, but he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for the catcher, Jeremiah Boyd. Boyd grounds it out to shorten his first at bat. Boyd signed as a non-drafted free agent by the D-backs this year. Pitch to him, swung on and missed strike one. Boyd was originally not going to make his Cal League or Visalia debut this year, but did join the Rawhide about two and a half weeks ago now. And he was originally going to go back to Arizona for instructionals. A lot of the guys who were drafted or signed this year is going back to Arizona. The pitch misses low. But Boyd has something a little bit more important to do than go to instructionals. He's getting married in a week. He's getting married on Saturday. I believe he said in Tennessee is where they will get married. The 1-1 is outside ball two. So originally when they invited him to instructionals, he said, okay, yes, of course I want to, but I'm getting married on, I think Saturday's the 16th. And the Diamondbacks said, okay, well, we'll have you stay for 3 weeks, then we'll send you off to Tennessee to get married. The 2-1 is a strike at the knees, 2 balls, 2 strikes. But then he came here to Visalia, and instead of him going to Arizona just for 3 days, he will be going back immediately tomorrow after the game on Sunday. So congratulations to Jeremiah getting married in 1 week. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. A cold strike three on the outside corner. I thought it was outside, but looking at TrackMan, it was strike three. Boyd strikes out looking for the second out of the inning. Two away as Alvin Guzman comes to the plate. He flied out to center in his first at bat. Five to two ball game. The Quakes lead in the top of the fifth inning. Gutierrez is still on the mound. Pitch to Guzman, a breaking ball for a strike. There is movement in the pen for the Quakes. Right-handed pitcher warming. 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Someone's starting to do some stretches in the Rawhide pen. Looks like Junior Cerda, but no one actually throwing to a catcher just yet. Guzman calls for time. I think I see a number 41 in the bullpen, which would be Kelvin Bautista, but that's not a lefty. 0-2. Little low. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Low again. 2-2. No shift in the infield. Outfield shading slightly to the right. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line drive into shallow left field. Left fielder Rodriguez comes in and has it for the final out of the inning. Rawhide do get another run halfway through this one. 5-2 ball game. Quakes lead. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowee Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowee Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowee Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowee Health, más que medicina, vida.
Bottom of the fifth inning. 8 o'clock on the dot. Here in Rancho Cucamonga, Thyron Lorenzo bats from the left side as Yosmer Alvarez is back on the mound. Lorenzo today has hit a three-run blast. He's the reason the Quakes lead by three here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch is high, ball one. He's also lined out to center field, but it's the first time that he's facing Alvarez today. Infield shifting to the right against Lorenzo. And the pitch is inside. Pitch is outside, ball three. Rio to Lorenzo. Strike on the inside corner. Alvarez turned 22 in June of this year. And that pitch is low. Ball four. Lorenzo draws a leadoff walk. Leadoff man is on for the Quakes in the bottom of the fifth inning. They lead by three. Jake Geloff steps to the plate. Infield at double play depth. Lorenzo, not a real threat to steal. He does have two stolen bases in three attempts. First pitch is swung on. Line drive on the right field side. Robinson runs out of room. A home run for Geloff. That's the third home run of the night for the Quakes. Opposite field home run for Geloff. 7-2, the Quakes lead now. Third home run of the series for Geloff, his fourth of the season. Second home run given up by Alvarez today. First pitch to Vetrano misses ball one. Alvarez, before joining the Rawhide, pitched in five games in the Complex League as the pitch misses low. Alvarez pitched earlier in this series. It was 4 days ago. 2-0. Misses low. In the game against the Quakes, he threw an inning and two-thirds. No runs, three hits, walked a batter, and struck out two. Strike on the inside corner. Still a hitter's count for Vetrano. He's 0 for 2 today. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. So he is flied out to center. He's also grounded out to first. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth, a 7-2 ball game. Alvarez delivers a breaking ball, but it's fouled off first base side. Infield still shifting to the right. Everyone actually just took another step towards the right side. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball popped up towards right field. Robinson takes one step in. One down. One away for Luis Rodriguez. He's reached twice today. He has doubled into right. He's also walked. Rodriguez batting 271 this year. And here comes Dee Gardner. That'll be the day for Yosmer Alvarez. The new pitcher on the mound will be Junior Cerda. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Cerda on the mound with nobody on and one out in the bottom of the fifth, and the Quakes leading 7-2. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. they are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Junior Cerda, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. He delivers ball one outside to Luis Rodriguez. He's in relief for Yosmer Alvarez. The right-handed pitcher delivers, and it swung on and missed. Alvarez threw in 1 2/3 innings for the Rawhide. Pitch is outside. Two hits, three runs, one walk, two strikeouts for Alvarez. It is a 7-2 ball game in the bottom of the fifth with the Quakes leading. Pitch is popped up towards shallow left field. Rojas comes in. Two down. Two away, nobody on. And Jose Azara, the designated hitter, bats from the right side. Cerda, 5'11", 180 pounds, 23 years old, originally from the Dominican Republic. Signed as international free agent in 2020 by the D-backs. Pitch to Izara is a little inside. Cerda first was in pitching in the Arizona Complex League before joining the Rawhide. There's a strike. Count is 1-1. Cerda 2-0, a 6.98 ERA. This is his 10th appearance for the Hyde. 1-1 is outside. He did make two spot starts, so it's his 8th appearance out of the pen. Pitch is outside. He's thrown 19 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 25 while walking 7. Three-one, swung on and missed. Cerda pitched on Tuesday, throwing an inning and a third. 5 runs, 3 hits, walked 2, did not strike out a batter that day. Payoff pitch is very outside, ball 4. Izara draws a 2-out walk to place a runner on first. 2 down for Wilman Diaz. He hit a home run in his last at-bat. It was his 8th of the year. Prior to that, he struck out swinging. Cerda delivers. Pitch is popped up behind home plate. Boyd gives chase towards the netting, and there's out number 3 to end the inning. But the Quakes pick up another 2-run thanks to Jake Geloff's 4th home run of the season. It is a 7-2 ball game as we go into the 6th. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
New pitcher on the mound is Kelvin Bautista. Drew Jones batting from the right side, swings the first pitch, ground ball to the second baseman Diaz. He throws to first for the first out of the sixth inning. One pitch, one out for Bautista. Call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. First pitch to Anderson Rojas, misses outside. 1-0 count, one down, nobody on. 7-2 ball game, the Quakes lead. The pitch is outside. Gutierrez currently in line for the win. He threw five innings for the Quakes. Gave up two runs off three hits, walked a batter and struck out four. Pitch to Rojas, a strike. The belt. Another pitch misses. 3-1 count now. A hitter's count for Rojas, who doubled in his last at-bat. Drove in the first run of the game for the Hyde back in the fourth inning. 3-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Full count, one away. Southpaw has the glove at the belt. And delivers. Lined into right field for a base hit. Lands in front of the right fielder, DePaula. He gets it in to hold Rojas at first. Rojas has a two-hit day. And now Christian Robinson comes to the plate. He has struck out twice today. But we know the power that he possesses. Two home runs yesterday. Three in this series. Eight on the season. Batting .279. He also has six doubles. Three triples, 25 RBI for the Rawhide as well. The pitch is swung on and missed. You might think 25 RBI, not that much. Well, it is when you've only played in 41 games. He joined the Rawhide about a month in, promoted to Hillsboro, now finds himself back here with the Rawhide to finish off the season. 0-1, check swing but misses. One count, one down, and a runner on first. Bautista, southpaw, originally from the Dominican Republic, misses inside. He joined the Dodgers organization after being traded in 2021 from the Texas Rangers. He's 24 years old. Southpaw delivers. It's inside, 3-1. Hitters count for Robinson. Rojas, the runner on first. He takes off for second. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the third baseman. Geloff picks it. The throw to first is in the dirt and gets by the first baseman. Rojas goes to third. Rounding third, he scores, and Robinson moves to second. It's going to be a hit for Robinson. So Robinson reaches on a hit, and then He advances to second on the air. Rojas scores on the air. It is now a 7-3 ball game. Fernandez is batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Gets by the catcher. Robinson heads for third. No throw from the catcher, Lorenzo. Wild pitch. So a runner on third now, 1-0 count. Fernandez has grounded to second and also lined out to second. The pitch, a towering fly ball into left center field. It stays in the yard, but plenty of room for Robinson to score. Mongelli makes the catch, won't even try to throw home. Just like that, 7-4. Quakes still lead. That is the second out of the inning, nobody on. Taurine batting from the right side, two away. Rahai trailed by three in the sixth. The pitch misses. Want to go back to that ground ball by Robinson. Again, ruled a hit. It would have been a fantastic play by Geloff. He actually made a great pick behind third. It was the throw to first base that was low in the dirt and got by the first baseman, Vetrano. There's a strike to Taurine. And because Rojas was off on the pitch, he was able to make it to third easily on the error, and then it kind of got kicked around in foul territory, allowing him to score, and Robinson made it to second base easily on that throwing error by the third baseman. 2-1 count, two away, nobody on. The pitch is high, ball three. Bautista, 3-1 this season. This is his 40th appearance. He has a 5.12 ERA. 3-1 is swung on, grounded through into left field. Just by the third baseman, Geloff. He ranged to his glove side, took about two steps, and just out of arm's reach. Taurine has his first hit of the day. And Kevin Sim, who hit a home run in his last at-bat, comes to the plate. But first, it is going to be Ramon Troncoso who will have a conversation with Bautista on the mound. Let's take you through this inning. Jones grounds it out to second on the first pitch from Bautista. Then Rojas singled into right. He was off on the pitch to Robinson. Robinson hit a hard ground ball to the third baseman, Geloff, ruled a hit. Geloff fielded it, threw to first base. It got by the first baseman, Vetrano. Because Rojas was off on the pitch, he was able to score on that throwing error. Robinson made it to second on the error. That made it a 7-3 ball game with just one down and a runner in scoring position. Wild pitch by Bautista moved Robinson to third. Fernandez hit a high fly ball to deep center field for the second out of the inning, but deep enough for Robinson to score the fourth run of the game for the Hyde. Taurine singled, and he's on first with two away. Rahide trailed by three. First pitch to Sim is low, ball one. Sim has grounded out to short. He's also hit a home run today, his third home run of the year. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Infield is back with two outs, 1-1 count. Sim swings and misses at a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. Sim batting 252 this season. Southpaw sets. 1-2. It's actually a pickoff attempt, but Taureen back safely diving. So again, this is Bautista's 40th appearance out of the pen. He has 2 saves and 5 opportunities. He's thrown 46 innings for the Quakes, striking out 59, but walking 50. And a balk was actually called on Bautista. As I was as I was reading his stats, I looked up in Taureen all of a sudden on second. I knew I didn't miss a pitch, but a balk was called on that pickoff attempt, I think. Here's the 1-2. It is fouled off, so Taureen is on second because of the balk. That's the first balk for Bautista this season. Opponents are batting 263 against him. The Quakes lead by 3 in the top of the 6th inning. Sim working with the 1-2 count. Taureen takes off her third. The pitch is very outside. Third baseman Geloff doesn't get to third base in time. No throw from Lorenzo. Infield shading to the left against Sim. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch is grounded foul towards the Quakes dugout. Southpaw sets. He kicks. Low, ball 3, full count, 2 down. The pitch is low in the dirt, ball 4, Sim. He draws a 2-out walk. Taureen still the runner on third. Runners are on the corners. And here comes Jackson Feltner to the plate. But first, John Shoemaker is going to go to the bullpen. So Bautista does not get out of the inning. It is still the bottom of the 6th. 2 down. Rawhide trail by 3. Runner on third is Taureen. On first is Sim. We'll let you know who the new pitcher is after this. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. The Rawhide trail by 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" Janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Feltner at the plate for the Rawhide. First pitch to him from Kelvin Ramirez is a strike on the outside corner. Rawhide trailed by 3 in the top of the 6th inning. Ramirez in relief for Bautista. Inherits a runner on third and a runner on first. On third, Christopher Taurean. On first is Kevin Sim. 0-1. Sim takes off her second and then stops. The pitch is fouled off. Count is now 0-2. Bautista, who Ramirez is in relief for, is still responsible for the two runners on. Outside ball one. Ramirez, 6'4", right-handed pitcher. He's originally from Venezuela, signed as a free agent in 2021. 22 years old. 1-2 to Feltner is low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Last year, he was in the Arizona Complex League for the entire season. First year with the Quakes. No shift in the outfield. Maybe a slight shift to the left in the infield. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, the pitch. Fouled off into the netting. We'll do it again. Rawhide have scored 2 runs so far in this inning. They trail by 3 in the top of the 6th. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Feltner strikes out to end the inning, but the Rawhide pick up 2 runs. They trail 7-4 heading into the bottom of the 6th inning. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962. Cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio, Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Bottom of the 6th inning, the Quakes lead by 3. Junior Cerda is back on the mound. Right-handed pitcher came in to get the final out of the 5th inning. First pitch to Thompson. Misses, ball 1. One oh, fouled off. So again, Cerda came in the last inning. He got the final 2 outs, induced a fly out, walked a batter, but also induced a pop out to end the inning. The 1-1 is swung on and missed. Strike 2. Thompson today has flied out to center. He's also grounded out to short. The pitch is cold. Strike 3 on the inside corner. Cerda strikes out Thompson for the first out of the sixth. That strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. One away. And here is Sam Mongelli stepping to the plate. This is his first at-bat of the day. He came in defensively in the fifth inning for Kendall George. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. So this is his first at-bat. Here's the 0-1. Comes in and it hits Mongelli, a breaking ball that just didn't break. So Mongelli reaches on a hit-by-pitch. Now, why Kendall George was removed from the ball game, I'm not sure. He grounds it out in the fourth inning. That was his last at-bat, and then after that he was pulled. But he went out to center field and was throwing the ball around, and it was after all the warm-up pitches were done that John Shoemaker pulled him. So I'm not sure if he didn't like what he saw, if he thought he was injured, or if there's something with lack of effort. There's nothing that I saw, so I don't want to speculate too much. The pitch to Paul is fouled off, but those are usually the two reasons that a player will be pulled when they've been playing full games the last few weeks. Either an injury, or they look uncomfortable, or a lack of energy, lack of effort. Pickoff attempt at first. Mongelli back safely diving. Josue de Paula batting from the left in 0-1 count. He has walked, singled, and struck out today. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball through into right field, a base hit. Mongelli rounds second. He'll stay there as Robinson gets it in. Runners on first and second, one away. And Thyrone Lorenzo comes to the plate batting from the left. He has walked, lined out, and hit a home run today. On second, Mongelli. On first, Apala. Serta sets and delivers. It's a pitch high for ball one. Fouled off over our heads. This is game five of a six-game series against the Quakes. Quakes lead the series 3-1 with the win tonight or tomorrow. They will win the series. The 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. In order to split the series, the Rawhide need to win tonight and tomorrow. Right now they trail by 3 in the bottom of the sixth, and the Quakes are threatening again. Runners on first and second, one away for the dangerous Thyrone Lorenzo. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Lorenzo goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Two strikeouts in the inning for Cerda, both of them brought to you by the Mill. We are now 2 hours into this ball game, 8:35 local time. Jake Geloff bats from the right side, two away, still runners on first and second. Geloff has hit a home run today. He's also popped out to the catcher, and he has struck out. The pitch misses, and it gets by Boyd. Both runners advance 90 feet on the wild pitch. Mongelli to third. The second is DePaula. That pitch was so outside, it was in the other batter's box. So now two runners in scoring position for the Quakes. Infield shading to the left. Outfield playing straight up. Serta kicks. Breaking ball for a strike. 1-1. 1-1. Breaking ball fouled off. Quakes lead 7-4, out hitting the Rawhide 8-6. Quakes have committed an error, Rawhide have not. One, two to Geloff. Little outside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners in scoring position. Cerda delivers a pitch, but it is ball three. Full count, two away now. The pitch, breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. Cerda strikes out Geloff. Three strikeout looking by Cerda. He did hit a batter and also give up a single, but with the three strikeouts, keeps the Rawhide deficit to three. 7-4 ball game going into the seventh. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball. Jeremiah Boyd leads it off for the Rawhide in the top of the seventh inning. He takes a strike on the inside corner. It is Kelvin Ramirez back on the mound. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Top of the seventh, Rawhide trail 7-4, 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Boyd called for time, now steps into the batter's box. And the pitch, low, two balls and two strikes. Ramirez came relief for Bautista in the last inning. Bautista could not make it out of the sixth inning. He did give up two runs. And is that a pitch clock violation? A pitch clock violation on Jeremiah Boyd. Makes it strike three, so Boyd strikes out. Fingers out of your mouth. Fingers out of your mouth. one down, and Alvin Guzman bats from the right side. Bautista threw two-thirds of an inning for the Quakes. Three hits, two runs, walked a batter, and struck someone out. Guzman fouls off the first pitch, 0-1 count. Guzman is flat out twice today. Throughout this inning, we'll take a look at the scores in the California League. There is one game in particular all eyes are on. We have one playoff spot left. Rancho already in the playoffs. Inland Empire yesterday defeated the Lake Elsinore Storm. Or no, 2 days ago. Beg your pardon as the pitch is fouled off. It was 2 days ago that they defeated the Storm and punched their ticket to the playoffs. The San Jose Giants, they already made it to the playoffs by being the first half champs of the Northern Division. Waiting to find out if they will face Modesto or Fresno. Right now, Modesto just needs to win one more game either tonight or tomorrow. 0-2 to Guzman is swung on, a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Diaz fields it behind second, throws to first to retire Guzman for the second out. Two away, nobody on for Drew Jones. So again, Modesto just needs to win one game. Right now they lead 9-1 in the top of the seventh inning, and they have bases loaded with one out. They lead by eight with three innings to play. Drew Jones bats from the right side. He had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. First pitch to him is a strike. Scratch that. 11-1. Modesto leads now. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. Other scores in the Cal League. Inland and Lake Elsinore tied up at 5 in the bottom of the 7th. Stockton defeated San Jose 3-0. 0-2 is low, ball 1. But again, the big game that still, quote-unquote, means something in the Cal League. Modesto leads 11-1 in the 7th. 1-2. Swung on, lined into shallow center field, over the reach of the second baseman Diaz. Drew Jones has his second hit of the day. 1 out base hit for the Rawhide. Jones has now reached base 3 times this evening. And Ederson Rojas bats from the left side. He has 2 hits this evening. He's flat out to left, doubled to left, and also singled to right. Rojas batting from the left side. Runner on first, Drew Jones. And the pitch is popped up to the third baseman. Foul territory. Geloff gives chase, but it is the catcher, Lorenzo, who calls him off to make the catch for the final out of the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on first as we go into the bottom of the 7th. It is stretch time at Lone Mart Field with the Quakes leading 7-4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
And now, let's go to the wrong to take the rest of the ball game.
It is the bottom of the seventh inning. The Quakes lead 7-4. Junior Cerda is back on the mound as the pitch misses outside to Joe Vetrano. Vetrano, Luis Rodriguez, and Jose Azara do up for the Quakes as they lead by 3 in the bottom of the seventh. Infield shifting to the right against Vetrano. He swings the pitch. It's a high fly ball to center field. Guzman goes back. He's at the warning track and makes the catch about 2 steps in front of the wall. One down. Luis Rodriguez now bats on the right side. He has doubled, walked, and flied out to left today. Infield shifting to the left, and the pitch is fouled off. One high. Pitch is fouled off out of play. Yeah. Pitch is outside, ball two. Sarah, the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. And now Jose Azara bats from the right side. He has struck out twice. He's also walked. He has faced Cerda. His walk was back in the fifth inning against Junior Cerda. The pitch is fouled off. No one warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Cerda has thrown 2 1/3 innings so far. There is movement in the pen for the Quakes. A right-handed pitcher warming. The 0-1 grounded foul, third base side. John Edwards warming in the pen for the Quakes, and the pitch is fouled off again. 0-2 count, two away. Just to update you on the score in Fresno, Modesto now leads 13-1 in the seventh inning. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball. Shortstop Hernandez, third baseman, and the left fielder Rojas all give chase, and it lands in foul territory. I think Hernandez tried to call everyone off, but he ended up overrunning it, trying to slow himself down and backhanding it near the ground. It dropped, foul. 0-2 still. Azara still alive. 14-1, Modesto leads over Fresno. Fat Lady hasn't sung on Fresno season just yet, but she is warming up. 15-1 now. Just changed in front of my eyes. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the third baseman, Kevin Sim, throws to first, and that will end the inning. That's the first 1-2-3 inning of work for a Rawhide pitcher today. It comes in the bottom of the seventh inning. Quake still leads 7-4 as we go into the eighth inning. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Christian Robinson leaves it off for the Rawhide. Tries to check his swing, but it's a cold strike. New pitcher on the mound is John Edwards. He's in relief for Kelvin Ramirez. Here's the pitch. swung on, a high fly ball to left field. Another home run for Christian Robinson into the trees over the left field wall. Christian Robinson, his third home run in 2 days. Four home runs this series, nine this season with the Rawhide. Two-run game now, a 7-5 ball game in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch to Fernandez, misses outside. Fernandez has grounded out, lined out, and had a sac fly. The pitch is low, ball two. So again, Edwards in relief for Kelvin Ramirez, right-handed pitcher from Atlanta, Georgia. The 2-0. Inside, ball three. Call to the pen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Jose Fernandez draws a four-pitch walk. So a home run given up to Robinson. And then a four-pitch walk to Jose Fernandez. Runner on first, nobody out. Rawhide trailed by two in the top of the eighth. And Christopher Taurin comes to the plate. First pitch to Taurin, misses outside. And the pitch is low in the dirt, gets by the catcher. Fernandez moves to second on the wild pitch. Runner in scoring position for Taurin, who's 1-for-3 today. Catcher Lorenzo out to have a conversation with Edwards. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its farm fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check rosabrothers.com's where to buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Meeting on the mound is over. We are ready for Taurin. 2-0 count. Runner on second is Fernandez. Infield shading to the left. Outfield slightly to the right. Edwards sets and delivers. A pitch high for ball three. Edwards, 2-3 this season, a 6.17 ERA. 34th appearance out of the pen. 3-0. Outside, ball four. Back-to-back four-pitch walks given up by Edwards. He gives up a moonshot to Robinson. And then eight straight balls. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Kevin Sim at the plate. And Ramon Troncoso will head out to have a conversation with Edwards. On second, Fernandez. On first is Taurin. Taurin represents the tying run on first. At the plate, Kevin Sim represents the go-ahead run. Sim today has grounded out to short. He's also hit a home run, and he has walked. Take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. We are the only game still going on. Hillsborough fell to Spokane 9-8 in 11 innings. Amarillo defeated Arkansas 5-3. Albuquerque defeated Reno 14-7. All right, meeting on the mound is over. We are ready for Kevin Sim. Runners on first and second, nobody out. The pitch, a strike at the knees. And by the way, the D-backs did defeat the Cubs 3-2 in 10 innings today. 0-1 count. Edwards checks the runner on second, now delivers a breaking ball inside, ball one. One, one, low. Two balls and a strike. There is movement in the pen for the Quakes. Looks like a southpaw. 2-1. High, ball three. Number 18, Garrett McDaniels, warming in the pen for the Quakes. Hitters count for Kevin Sim. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two, a high fastball. Full count. Still nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Rawhide trailed by two. Edwards in his first inning of work. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Sim strikes out for the first out of the inning, one away. Still runners on first and second, and now Jackson Feltner comes to the plate. Feltner today has grounded out to third. He's flied out to center, and he's also struck out today. First pitch to him, a strike on the outside corner. The runner on second is still Fernandez. On first is Taurine. They both walked on four pitches in this inning. Oh, 1-1. A strike that, according to TrackMan, should have been a ball inside. Oh, 2 count. And the pitch. Inside, and it hits Feltner on what looked to be his left shoulder. The bases are loaded with one out. On third, Fernandez. On second, Taurine. And on first is Feltner. Taurine represents the tying run in scoring position. Feltner's on first, represents the go-ahead run. Here is Jeremiah Boyd batting from the right side. Bases full, one away. Boyd today has grounded out to short and has struck out twice. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Oh, 1. Very outside, ball one. Boyd has driven in four runs for the Rawhide this season. Could get a few more here. Edwards steps off to reset the clock. First disengagement of the at-bat. Infield is back at double play depth. Outfield a little shallow, but shifting to the right. The pitch swung on and missed, strike two. Boyd, 23 years old, from North Carolina, went to Middle Tennessee State. A ball and two strikes, one down. Pitch to Boyd. Fouled off, he stays alive. One, two, count, one away. The two runners in scoring position are fast. Edwards delivers. Checks his swing on an outside pitch. He said he did not go. Trackman says that should have been a called strike. Two, two count. Pitch to Boyd. Called strike three. Boyd goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Now that pitch, according to Trackman, should have been a ball. Maybe a makeup call by the home plate umpire, David Sabal. It is two down. Bases are loaded. Alvin Guzman due up. But first, we're going to have a pitching change. And someone was just ejected from the Rawhide dugout. I'm going to assume it's Penny, the coach for the Rawhide. He is pointing to the batter's box on the right side, showing where the pitch was. I'm assuming that Penny was chirping the entire time from the Rawhide dugout. Here's the thing. David Sabal has been a little all over the place with a strike zone. I wouldn't call it consistent. And that pitch, clearly a ball inside. Now the thing is, the pitch that was called ball two was definitely in the strike zone, so could have been a makeup call, but quite frankly, you're not really supposed to be doing that, right? Well, we're going to take a short break as the Southpaw warms up. It is bases loaded, two outs in the top of the eighth inning with the Rawhide trailing by two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
This is Garrett McDaniels on the mound for the Quakes, the Southpaw inherits the bases loaded. He's in relief for John Edwards. At the plate is Alvin Guzman. Bases full, two away, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. So it is Sempenny who was ejected from the ball game. Southpaw sets, 0-1 to Guzman. Strike on the outside corner now. O-2 count, two away. Rawhide trying not to spoil the bases loaded. Seven to five ball game. O-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Guzman strikes out two, ends the inning. The Rawhide strand, the bases loaded, and we are heading into the bottom of the eighth inning with Junior Cerda coming back onto the mound. 7-5 ball game. The Quakes lead. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
Junior Cerda is back on the mound in the bottom of the eighth inning. He faces Wilman Diaz, who takes a strike on the inside corner. 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Cerda. The Quakes lead 7-5 in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch is swung on, ground ball through into center field. Leadoff base hit for the second baseman. The Rawhide in the eighth inning did have the bases loaded with one out, and they were unable to capitalize. Robinson started off the inning with a home run. Fernandez walked. Taurine walked. Sims struck out. Feltner hit by a pitch. And then back-to-back strikeouts for the Rawhide ended the inning. Sempenny, the hitting coach for the Rawhide, he was ejected in the ball game as the pitch to Thompson is fouled down the first base side. Second time that Penny has been ejected this season. Last time he was ejected, he received the letter with his fine, and he said it was worth every penny. I think the ejection fee is only like $75. The pitch is swung on, one hopper to Sim. He misses it, and it goes into left field. And it is a hit for Thompson. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Sam Mongelli steps to the plate, batting from the right side. This is just his second at-bat of the day. Pitch misses in, ball one. No one warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Sarah's thrown 2 2/3 innings so far. 1-0 is a breaking ball that misses very high. Mongelli had to lean out of the way. Fouled off. One count. Cerda kicks. Line towards left. Rojas comes in. Now has to adjust and go back. He makes the catch over his head, somehow making the catch, now throws to third. It's not in time. So Rojas at first came in, realized it was hit over his head, took two steps back, leapt up, made the catch. Diaz, the runner on second, tagged and made it to third. Thompson went back to first base, so runners are on the corners with one down. Josue de Paula batting from the left side. Infield at double play depth. De Paula has some speed and bats from the left side. It'll be tough to double him up. First pitch to him. A towering fly ball to center field. Guzman goes back. It's in front of the warning track. He makes the catch. Both runners tag. Diaz scores. Thompson goes back to first base. And an insurance run for the Quakes. It's 8-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Thyron Lorenzo, he bats from the right side, two away. Lorenzo's hit a home run. He's lined out to center. He has walked, and he has struck out looking. Handed tonight's attendance, 4,767. That is a sellout here at Lone Mart Field, 4,767. The pitch is outside, ball one. That's like two Valley Strong ballparks. Valley Strong Ballpark, I think it's only supposed to hold about 2,500. We don't have very many seats, only 1,888 physical seats in the ballpark. The 1-0 is swung on a high fly ball towards right field. Robinson runs out of room. It is a foul ball. Very close. Off the bat, you knew it had the distance. You just weren't sure if it was going to be fair or foul. Luckily for Cerda, it ended up being foul. 1-1 count, two away. The runner on first is still Thompson. One-one. Swing and a miss. Delayed steal from Thompson. Throw to second is not in time. Lorenzo swings and misses, but Thompson steals second base. Again, it was a delayed steal. He just did his secondary lead, shuffling towards second. Once Lorenzo swung and missed, he then took off for second. So he's in scoring position. His fourth stolen base of the season. One ball, two strikes, two away to Lorenzo in the bottom of the eighth inning. A three-run lead for the Quakes. 1-2. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. An update in the score. In Fresno, 17-2. Modesto leads in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Lorenzo strikes out to end the inning, but the Quakes pick up an insurance run. A three-run lead as we go into the ninth inning. Rawhide needs to score at least three to extend this ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, Visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Top of the ninth inning, the Rawhide need to score three runs to extend the game. First pitch to Drew Jones. Misses low, ball one. It is McDaniels back on the mound, the southpaw, tasked with the ninth inning. 8-5 ball game, Quakes lead. Pitch to Jones, misses, 2-0. Jones has singled twice. He's also walked today. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. That pitch misses in, ball three. McDaniels came in the top of the eighth inning with the bases loaded and two outs, was able to strike out Guzman on three pitches. Pitch to Jones is a strike. Count is now full. Payoff pitch. Fouled off. We'll do it again. McDaniels 0-1 this season. It is his 13th appearance out of the pen. He has a 3.14 ERA. Payoff pitch. High ball four. Jones reaches base for the fourth time today. Draws his second walk. Leadoff man on for the Rawhide as Anderton Rojas comes to the plate. McDaniels has thrown 14 innings for the Quakes, striking out 17, walking 7. Opponents are batting .263 against him this season. Infield at double play depth. First pitch to Rojas is low in the dirt, ball one. Jones stays at first base. Rojas today has flied out to left, had an RBI double, singled to right, and he has popped out to the catcher in foul territory. Left versus left matchup. 1-0. Strike on the inside corner. Final night game of the season for the Rawhide. Trail by three here in Rancho. The pitch swung on. A ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Thompson has it. Flips to second. On to first. In time. A 6-4-3 double play. And now the Quakes are down to just one more out, and then they will take the series from the Rawhide. But it's a tough out at the plate. Christian Robinson has hit four home runs this series. The pitch is outside. He's hit 9 this season. 1-0 count, 2 away. Rawhide down to their final out. The 1-0 from McDaniels is inside. We will not have a post-game show today as there are fireworks right after the game. I'm trying to beat the crowd out. Here's the 2-0. Strike on the outside corner. An update on the Fresno game. Modesto still leads 17-2. It's the bottom of the ninth. Just starting off the bottom of the ninth. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. The Rawhide down to their final strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch from McDaniels is fouled off on the third base side. Pitch clock violation called on Christian Robinson, and that ends the ball game. 1-2-3 inning in the ninth for McDaniels, and the Quakes defeat the Rawhide 8-5. No postgame show today, but the season finale. First pitch at 2 o'clock on the mound for the Rawhide will be Lorenzo Encarnacion. We don't know the pitcher for the Quakes. It will be a bullpen day for them. Rawhide fall to the Quakes. 5 runs, 8 hits. No errors. First game this series, they have not committed an error. The Quakes, 8 runs, 10 hits. They committed an error. I'm Jill Guerin. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.